The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
4 weeks from now, we are exporting ourselves to the beautiful Lochee because the Night and Day Festival is taking place June 28th through June 30th. The Anton Savage Show is going to be broadcasting live there from both days. There's a bunch of acts that are playing. You've Damien Dempsey, you've Mick Flannery, you've The Undertones, you've Ash, and in amongst them you have Roisin El Sharif, who joins us now. Morning, Roisin.
Hiya, how are you?
I am very good. Now, Roisin, explain your heritage to me, because you are Palestinian-Irish, though, as I understand it, you've never been in Palestine.
Correct. Yeah, but that's not an unusual story for most Palestinians in the diaspora. Like, we're not in Palestine for a reason, because we can't, we're not allowed to go back. So I suppose I'm the inheritance of an injustice that has been ongoing to the Palestinian people since the State of Israel was created on top of them. So it's not too weird, if that makes sense. It's sad. It's a sad truth, but it's not too odd.
And it was your grandparents that left Palestine, is that right?
Yeah. So my dad would have been born in Gaza and in a Nusrat refugee camp. And then the 60s, the Six-Day War happened. And that's when the second wave of refugees, of people fleeing, persecution and violence. And they moved from Gaza to Jordan. They walked. So, yeah.
And what brought them from Jordan to Ireland?
Well, my mom is Irish, so my dad married my mom, and it's very simple.
The old story.
Yeah.
And what does that mean for you in how you feel about your nationality? You know, when you meet Irish Americans and they might be third generation, but they still say, well, I'm Irish. Do you feel Palestinian? Do you feel a connection to Palestine?
Totally, 100%. I mean, I have a parent who is very, very Palestinian. And I think, you know, in my case, my parents were my first teachers, my first friends, my first talkers. So I suppose I personally wouldn't consider myself detached from Palestine or the Palestinian struggle or the land, because it's not like I'm not third or fourth generation, or it's like I'm half.
What have you made? What has your dad made of what has been happening since October 7th? And what of the latest, the recognition this week of the State of Palestine?
Very happy with the recognition of the State of Palestine. We think it's long overdue. And anything that kind of finally tries to legitimize the Palestinian people in a world where they have been stigmatized for literally just being their nationality is a win, but it's not a huge win. So, like, it's great, but it's something that that it's crazy that we haven't been recognized as a state, as a people, as a land. So very happy and very delighted with the solidarity and the movement from Ireland, especially. And, you know, looking forward to seeing this actually translate into real freedom.
Tell me then about the music. How did music come into your life?
I started singing. When did I start singing? Sure, I don't know. But I started releasing
music. Surely one of your parents mentioned it to you.
Yeah, you. When did you start doing that? I started releasing music in the Irish scene about 10 years ago. And I've kind of been in it on and off for the last 10 years. But I suppose this year was that, like, I've always wanted to sing in Arabic and kind of bring my two cultures together. Because in terms of music, Arabic music is kind of similar to Irish traditional music in part. It's very, like, yeah, there's like very melancholy notes. And even, like, I don't know, my favourite Irish songs when I was singing Irish trad and Irish ballads were, you know, all the sad, depressing stuff, you know, all the good stuff. And Arabic music is a bit like that. It's like, oh, there's no hope. And it goes on for 8 minutes.
And everybody in the bar has to go, shh, shh, shh.
This is the best part of the story.
And do you usually perform solo? Do you perform with band?
I've done both. So a kind of acoustic setup, band setup. At the beginning of this year, I was playing with amazing musicians called Ruth Smith and Fergal Scahill. And It was magnificent. But they're away now for the summer, so I'll be kind of calling friends. So yeah, we'll see.
And I believe this is going to be your first time in Lochee.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, what a treat. Stop the lights. You'll love it. It couldn't be better. Well, as I say, the Lochee gigs, Night and Day, it is on June 28th to June 30th. You can just Google nightandday.ie for the info. And if you want to find anything about my guest, you can Google Roisin El Sharif. Now, Roisin, you said you are going to sing something for us. What is it?
I'm going to sing Shularoon, which is, I released the song maybe over a month ago, and it's a very kind of well-known Irish ballad, and I've written an Arabic verse to it. And we released it about over a month ago, and all proceeds are going to Médecins Sans Frontières to help with their good work in Palestine.
To play us out, as promised, Shularoon performed by Roisin El Sharif. Roisin, take it away.
I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, till every tear would turn a mill. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Shul, shul, shularoon. Shul go sakir agus shul go kuin. Shul gadaris agus seililum. Is good jay to my forneen slone. I'd sell my rock, I'd sell my reel, I'd sell my only spinning wheel to buy my love a sword of steel. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Shul, shul, shularoon. Shul go sakir agus shul go kuin. Shul gadaris agus seililum. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Lau hatta nakoon fi watani, an aish bil hub fi biladi. Nahar dam la yibki. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Lau big dar a coon fi aya makan. Lagini fi lwatan salam. Shahid habib el ruh wal ahlam. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Shul, shul, shularoon. Shul go sakir agus shul go kuin. Shul gadaris agus seililum. Is good jay to my forneen slone. Is good jay to my forneen slone.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.